Hey, we are back after some
technical difficulties. Dang, Skype, man.
But I only got one more topic I really wanted to hit at sports on me for a minute because I was about to do my throwback. But I got one topic I want to hit at sports. Did you hear about Lou Williams from the Clippers?
Mm-mm. What happened to him?
Gone. So he left the NBA bubble because he said he had to leave it for, you know, like he had an emergency and he had to leave it for, you know, for personal reasons. So they was like, okay, cool. You know, they are letting people leave the bubble. So they was like, cool, you got to leave the bubble. But, you know, just FYI, whatever, you want to quarantine for 4 days when you come back into the bubble just to make sure that you ain't bringing nothing into everybody else. Cool. Dude, they got pictures of this nigga as soon as he left the bubble. He was at Magic City partying with Jack Harlow and shit. And then motherfuckers like, what the fuck is this shit? We thought you had something important to do. And he was like, nah. I did because I had, you know, because Magic City got like my favorite food there. So I got to go there to get it.
Them chicken?
Nick, come on, man. You know I'm talking about that damn chicken. Wait, what?
Is the chicken there that good? I ain't never. Have you been?
I've not been to Magic City. I think most of our food in the strip club gonna taste good anyway because you are inebriated in certain ways, and then you probably just having a good ass time.
Right, because you either high or drunk. So I don't know. I can't. I gotta be sober when I go in there.
Except those East St. Louis strip clubs. Never eat at the East St. Louis strip club.
Never. I can do that.
Man, that's that. Oh yeah, before we go to throwbacks and stuff, I want to do a TV and film segment.
Okay.
Because I watched Fatal Affair on Netflix starring Omar Epps and Nia Long.
With some more in that too, man. Why is this thing popping up to her and some sisters? They just finally talking about that. I didn't know that until I saw it all over Facebook.
I was just
trying to figure out what triggered that.
I see some more, and I don't remember seeing some more in there. Goddamn. Another 9,300 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Florida.
So California went on lockdown, but Florida didn't.
Dude, I've seen some of these medical professionals talking about we need to just go ahead and just go back to square one. But people ain't trying to hear that.
Especially down there.
Right.
They should have been closed, though. They shouldn't have had no trouble down there. Man, I don't know, man. The people came back out to St. Louis and brought this shit back.
Yep.
Because we didn't have that many cases until these people started vacationing and then coming back. And now it's taking 48 hours for it to show up in your system.
I think the virus has kind of like mutated to where it's more aggressive, I think they were saying.
So this is the second wave.
Yeah.
So I had my daughter tested last week. She was sick. But she just had like a normal virus, thank God. So they do the COVID test. They just take the swab now and just do like, they don't go all the way in up your nose anymore, down your throat or whatever. They just take it from the top. And she said the test come back quicker now. So it took 2 days. She tested negative. So I'm like, I keep telling my wife she got allergies.
Right.
He's like, well, allergies, you don't run fever. I'm like, who are you talking? Okay. Because I ended up in an emergency room last year or the year before last because I was misdiagnosing myself because I was like, man, I'm sick. I got a cold or something. So I'm taking everything. Ain't nothing working. Like, I was like, I don't get it. And then, like, all that medicine that I was taking drove, like, my blood pressure, like, sky high.
Yeah, that's another thing about that med. That's why like I rarely get like, you know, like sick, like cold, flu sick or whatever. Usually my stuff be with like, you know, like migraines. I get migraines real bad, or I'll be having like, you know, bad stomach, you know, issues when like, you know, I have flare-ups with my digestive system. But yeah, man, that's the one thing I hated about being sick, like, you know, coughing, sneezing sick, because that medicine, like, yeah, like you said, like, dude, it makes your blood pressure go through the roof taking that stuff. And it's like, it don't matter what you take, unless you're making that shit yourself, your blood pressure about to go up.
Right. That's what I was taking. And all this time, for me, it was just like severe allergies the whole time. And it took me getting a flu shot to go get, well, I've been trying to get the allergy shots done for like years, but the doctor I was going to, his nursing staff was playing around. They would never call me back. They were like, I don't know if, until you hit your deductible. I'm like, won't you run in and see what it'd be? Right. And I was like, I don't like your nursing staff, man. I finally found a good place. They didn't overcharge me and nothing like they were talking about at my doctor's office. I'm like, man, I was just screwing around. I pay like my insurance, I wouldn't even have my deductible, and they cover like majority of it, so I ain't paid it $2,000 or whatever bullshit they were talking about there. But yeah, I had that flu shot, man. I reacted to that mug something crazy. I had to go figure out something. This shit crazy. So yeah, if y'all, man, I don't know, I'll just say y'all get checked out any way possible, because if something you taking is supposed to work, you get misdiagnosed or whatnot, then you might want to take all the precautions you can.
Right.
They telling you, yep, it's a virus, but ain't nothing you can do with it. It may not be a virus. It might be something else. You might have an allergic reaction or something, but it's just right, showing up different. Because I'm like, dude, my throat be itching all the time and stuff. But then as soon as I take 2 Allegra a day, pretty much. And then I take allergy medicine at night. They prescribe to me. And I've been fine after that.
And I didn't really start getting allergies until like a couple of years ago. Like I was fine all my life. And then like, I think it was like when I turned 34. And then I started experiencing like allergies, like I'd be having like extreme sinus drainage and stuff like that. And then like you said, like your throat be scratchy and stuff. And it's like, what the hell is this?
Man, because allergy is fucking crazy. I've been allergic to this shit like a long, my mom the same way, I guess. But I always wonder why, like you touch certain stuff, but that shit like burn your damn skin. Mm-hmm. Like my wedding ring, I put that mug on. Like it looked like my hand looked like a damn burn victim.
Damn.
Like, yeah, I can't wear this. Like the inside of my fingers, my hand was scaly on both sides because I used to like kind of interlock my hands sometimes. So I'd just be rubbing against them, and they just like spread. But as soon as I took the ring off and put the cortisone stuff on, and my fucking skin cleared up. I was just like, shit crazy. I had to wear different kind of pills, too, because that shit was aggravating my stomach.
Damn.
And somebody was like, wear a shirt. Took a t-shirt in. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, put a tank top on. Put a white beater on. Under your shirt. That don't do that.
Yeah, I do that. I'm saying the belt buckle still, it still affected me.
Even through the shirt? Damn, that's crazy. Yeah.
Right, that's what I said. I said, this shit burn.
Damn. Yeah, man. Oh, damn. What? Yeah, we got sidetracked, so Fatal Affair.
Yeah, my
y'all know how we do. So, right. Fatal Affair. So, it's basically like Nia Long. Nia Long plays a happily married woman. She married to some nondescript light-skinned dude. That's not a shot. That's what he is. He one of them light-skinned dudes who you've seen in other movies, but he ain't nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a kid who's going to be going to college, I think. But she's I don't know. I think that the kid could have been left out of the movie. But anyway, Omar Epps shows up. And apparently him and Nia Long, they used the date, or they were really good friends from back in the day. And, you know, he saw flirting with her and stuff like that or whatever. You know, she flirt back and all that because she been having issues at home. Surprise, surprise. So then they out at like this nightclub or whatever. They start kissing and stuff like that. They don't have sex. Right before they have sex, Nia Long kind of like stops and was like, no, I can't do this. And this nigga, Omar Epps, goes crazy as fuck. I'm like, but wait a minute. How you call it a fatal affair? And they ain't even have a damn affair. I guess you could say them kissing and stuff wasn't an affair. They ain't even have sex. And when I think of affair, I think of sex.
Yeah.
They ain't even have
sex. Crazy.
No, he went crazy off of them clothes burning, basically. He started following her around and shit. You know, of course, he's a hacker. He started hacking into like her security system at home and shit, watching her through the cameras, watching her family. And then he goes and starts dating her best friend. So, you know, at that point, he just popping up at the house and then Nia looking all like, what are you doing here? It's like some spy versus spy shit. It's like, what are you doing here? And the husband don't know nothing. Him and the husband become quote unquote friends. This movie was only like like 90 minutes long. So they just
how he hack into the camera and didn't even notify her. Her password is changed. Never mind. Go ahead.
Because he a hacker, dog. He a hacker and people hire him to hack. Look, hey.
I'm just saying, like, my Ring app, like, if I log into another device, he'd be like, hey, did you mean to do this?
Yeah. So how did he bypass that? Apparently, he's the world's greatest hacker, B.
Hey, look, I'm a Marvel fan. My bad. That's...
Hold on, nigga. Let me finish.
This ain't no fantasy movie, but still, I get it. It's kind of fantasy. Go ahead.
But so then Nia Long's husband and Omar Epps, they go golfing because they friends now. Omar is sitting there basically swooning over this man's wife, talking about oh man, she's so beautiful. And any man be lucky to have her and stuff like that. And this dude just like, yeah, she is, man. She great, man. Oh, she's so sexy. And this dude just acting like Omar Epps is just talking about like how the weather is. I'm like, nigga, he talking about your wife and you just letting him say stuff like that? And then, of course, they got a foreshadow like Omar Epps is like taking the club out the bag and it's only them out there. Is Omar Epps going to hit him? Ooh, of course he doesn't hit him. But so basically he kind of like destroys Nia Long's life or whatever and tells her friend, her best friend or whatever that, yeah, she be stalking me and stuff like that or whatever. You need to go and get her. And of course, her best friend, who they've been friends for years, of course, she believed this nigga who she just started dating over her best friend. Now, that might be true, though, because you know how women get sometimes.
Shouldn't this movie call like Fatal Attraction or some shit like that?
Oh, well,
I guess they couldn't call it that because it's already a movie called that. Is that the problem?
Right. A way better movie.
Oh, that Michael Douglas, man, he put the same role in every movie.
And then with the here's another thing too. Is when I watched the trailer did look kind of good. Now, all during the trailer, they kind of did what Jordan Peele did with Us, where he flipped that I Got Five on it and made it real creepy and haunting and slowed it down.
Can't wait till that Candyman. He did the same thing with the Beyonce song.
So they did the same thing in the trailer of Fatal Affair with that Joe song there, All the Things Your Man Won't Do. They screwed and chopped it up or whatever, and it was sounding like, man, it was sounding real haunting. And then they made it seem like it's a scene in the movie where, of course, Omar Epps eventually just breaks into her house, bypasses her security. He beat up her husband like 3 or 4 times. He kills a police officer. Once the police officer get there, I think he slapped the daughter up too. But, you know, he had sent Nia a record. Like, her, this song makes me think about you. And she basically smashed it up and he just, like, taped it back together. And she like running around the house because, of course, he didn't cut the power to the house. She running around the house like, oh my God, where is he at, with a flashlight and shit. Pan over, this nigga just standing over in the dark with music playing. You would think it would have been that Joe song because they kept on playing it during the trailer. Nigga, it was some, I forgot what the name of the song was, but it was some other song. And he's like, oh my God, this is such a great song. So long story short, she ended up basically killing this nigga because she the damsel in distress and she got to save her whole damn family. That movie is a, I'm going to give that movie a 1 out of 5. And that's only because it had predominantly black cast. I like to see people that look like me in movies, but that movie was trash. Go ahead.
Look, man, he killed a cop, but didn't kill a husband.
I know. Anyway, he slit like the cop's throat, dog. The cop was still sitting in a patrol car and they like, hey, come in here. Like the cop literally had, I don't even know how he did it. The cop literally had just got there. And like you see him pulling up and he got the sirens and the lights on and stuff like that. And they're like, hey, right here, he's in the house. Please go get him. And they're like, why you ain't getting out the car? And Neo runs over there to the car and the cop just bleeds.
That sounds like he's like functioning Michael Myers or some shit. Like,
And you know what? I guess they were trying to make it supernatural, but come on, buddy. Come on.
Whack. What about you? Did you watch The Open Guard? The Old Guard?
I did. That's the Charlize Theron joint, right?
Yeah.
I got that saved on my list, though.
Yeah, it's cool. I ain't gonna say nothing more than we actually got to watch it because it was a part that tripped me out because I was like, oh, okay. This shit didn't last very long, but like, oh, man, I'm trying to think of something to go with it. I can't. I forgot what I was watching. Anyways, but yeah, check out The Old Guard.
Okay. Do you watch The Shy on Showtime?
Shit, I will when I get my cable back.
Okay. Yeah, check. I'll be interested in seeing what you think about that because they on season 3 now, whatever. But yeah, I fuck with that.
On season 3 already?
Yeah,
I feel like this show came out last year. Okay,
I think it probably blew up to everybody last year. But yeah, it's on season 3 now. I like it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Even though
it kind of felt on Facebook, so I didn't know if it was good or not.
Right. Well, you know, them niggas on Facebook, don't get me started. I kind of felt like it was I kind of do feel like it's starting to get to the point where it might jump the shark at any moment, though.
All them shows, I think they need to do like a 3-4 season minimum max.
And you know what? Yeah, because a lot of these shows really wasn't made to go past a certain amount of things. Like they was like the creators have like a natural ending in mind, but at the same time, though, you know, it's hard for them to turn down that money to keep on producing. You know, more content for these shows. Because like, what was that? Scrubs. Scrubs basically had like, I think it wasn't the last season, it was the season before the last season where Scrubs pretty much just ended like they were supposed to. The whole original cast left. And then they still came out with one more season after that with a brand new cast. And it's like, dude, the show had a perfect ending. Why would y'all do that?
My thing is, at that point, you just kind of like, just end the show. You're going to make more money back on the reruns.
Yeah.
The revenue. Well, this show going to be played constantly. People ain't going to, they ain't going to want to let it go. But if you coming out with like 10 seasons of some bullshit, then ain't nobody rewatching this.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's if true. This season was kind of dragging, go ahead, hit your finale.
Man, that's just like what did you finish up Dexter?
Oh yeah, that mug was dragging like a motherfucker.
Dude, man, that show should have ended like, what was that, season 5 where they with the Trinity killer where he killed Dexter's wife? It should have just ended right there. It should have ended right there.
Yeah.
And then if they wanted to do more, it was like, dude, they put in the perfect back door right there where if they wanted to do more Dexter, they could have had just did like a ended Dexter that series right there, and they could have had did like a time lapse and then still kept Dexter in there, but he's actually gonna be there training Harrison, his little baby, because now he's grown up and they're gonna be like a father son like team tag. They're gonna be like the Batman and Robin of serial killers.
Ray, you went ahead and killed his sister, man. I'm like, man, get out of here.
Oh, that shit was crazy. It, man, and it took so long for his sister to die, too. She got shot. And then it take like 3 or 4 episodes to finally die.
I think so, yeah.
So she ain't died that same episode where she got shot because they was like trapped in like a warehouse or something like that. And he somehow, through the magic of TV, kept her alive for like 1 or 2 episodes. And then when he finally got her to medical attention, she died.
I mean, shit. I guess that killer they had in that season, if they really wanted, they could have used that after the Trinity killer instead of dragging it on as long as they did. Because that dude was cold blooded. He was next door the whole time.
Dog, and then he got that final fuck you on Dexter. At the end or whatever, Dexter thought he won. Then John Lithgow had left him that damn voicemail. Dog.
Hey, that hit me too, man. I was like, oh no.
That was like one of the biggest swerves in TV history, dog. Because I think everybody, when you first watching it, you just like, okay, cool. Because like you ain't even thinking in your head that like this motherfucker is like, even though we already saw that he was like, you know, he was smart, so he was matching wits with Dexter. But you had never seen nobody be like 10 steps ahead of Dexter like that.
He tried to tell him, and he did that mug quick.
He was like, yeah, I know you gonna kill me, but guess what? I'm about to kill her. Yeah, man. So, but yeah, man, I'll be interested to know what you think about The Chi. They got a HBO got a motherfucker Perry Mason TV show, man.
I ain't gonna watch that shit.
What it is a it's hold on, man. Hey, you know what? Let me just say, I agree. You should watch it because it is a young Perry Mason. Like, this dude ain't even a lawyer yet. He like a private investigator.
They keep the theme song?
No! And that's the thing. Well, I only watched the first episode, but they ain't had that song on the first episode that I know of. But to be honest, I did kind of like zone out on that episode because I'm like, this is stupid.
Yeah, I'm just waiting on Gotham City PD.
Yeah.
What else? I know Snyder talking about his cut. He said, fuck Joss Whedon. Ain't none of his stuff going to be in this cut.
As it should be. You see Ray Fisher, the dude who plays Cyborg, he doubling down on Joss Whedon, apparently was abusive on the set of Justice League. He said, because I think Joss Whedon or somebody tried to get in contact with him, like, hey, you better stop it or we going to sue you. And then he's like, hey, you can sue me if you want to, but everybody on the set know what happened, so please sue me so more people can speak out.
Right. Apparently he was like on the set. He was just like over like demanding and stuff.
Well, I think because wasn't it a scene where he wanted Wonder Woman he wanted Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman to be like doing like some overly sexual stuff or whatever and getting like groped and touched on and stuff, and she refused to do it, so they had to have her stunt double do it.
I think so.
Yeah.
But that's not Wonder Woman, though. She don't... Yeah, he shouldn't direct on DC movies no more.
Yeah,
she ain't, like, sexualized in the comic books like that. So I don't know why you would do it in the movies.
I've never really been a fan of Joss Whedon. And that was even, you know... Even with, like, his TV stuff, I never really liked him.
I like Buffy and stuff like that. I ain't like, he was overhyped when I saw what he did to DC, because he directed most of that stuff, because they cut out Zack Snyder's movie. I mean, his stuff, and put in Joss Whedon. I'm like, no. Because this is what they said. They said they wanted it to be comedy, and they told Zack his movie was too dark. We want people to laugh and whatnot. I'm like, this ain't DC. That's nope. not comedy ain't in the DC like that. They got characters that provide comedy during tragedy, but like you even tried to make Batman crack a joke, and I'm like, nope.
Right. That's when I was like, man, fuck this movie.
That's not Batman. Why are you cracking jokes? That's the whole thing with Batman is motherfuckers crack jokes around him. He just stare. That's why they call him like what they call him. But I'm like, nah, like Flash, Green Lantern, they provide the comedy. Mm-hmm. Well, Hal Jordan, I should say. Aquaman ain't smart ass either, really. I guess you could change that in the movie, but.
Right.
Aquaman was like, he ain't had no brains in this movie.
Yeah, he was just a fucking ogre.
Yeah. So I was like, that's not okay. Messing up these characters. You trying to be too much like Marvel, be your own.
Right. Yeah. I know I haven't watched that trailer or snippet or whatever, because they did release something with like from the Snyder Cut with Superman Cavill back at playing Superman, and he was wearing a black suit. And
supposed to, so you can get the inner recharge.
Yeah, so you know, so I gotta go watch that little snippet that they put out with that. But
it's gonna be watch Darkseid be in this, and it's gonna go into the New Gods.
Mm-hmm. Dark side. And then I mean he gonna have Green Lantern show up, like official, like we don't know who gonna play Green Lantern, but he gonna have Green Lantern show up.
Right. I think Michael Ironside should be the voice of Darkseid.
I like that.
I'm like, that'd be perfect.
I like it. I'm with that. They haven't started doing the casting with everything going on for the Batman Beyond movie, because didn't they say that was official, they was making it, now to Keaton back in the fold?
Oh, I thought they said that was a one of them timeline thing, Flashpoint.
Oh, they was going to have him be on Flashpoint. Oh, that's right, because they was going to act like the Val Kilmer and the Clooney Batmans didn't ever happen.
Yeah.
That's a good way to just erase them from the damn canon.
At least keep the Batman Forever Batmobile shit.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't remember having a problem with Chris O'Donnell being Robin. Granted, he did seem like he was a little bit too old to be playing that thing and getting taken in as a ward and stuff. Seemed like, how the hell you gonna take him as a ward? This motherfucker grown. Like,
he's like 18.
Chris O'Donnell looked like he was 30 in that movie, which he probably was. Yeah. Close. 30.
Gotta play Robin. Like, there was all these child actors back then they could have had play Robin. They could have got the little kid from one of them kids from Three Ninjas or something to play Robin.
They could have got my man, I think he was at Three Ninjas, Jonathan Taylor or something. New, he's the man who used to be on Home Improvement, the middle kid.
Oh, no, he wasn't in Three Ninjas, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I like him as an actor.
But it's just, I mean, you know what? They could, especially they're going to talk about bringing Burton back, because Burton's style would really go well with the Batman Beyond movie. If they bring Burton back, they can have Marlon Wayans can finally play Robin.
Oh, God.
He can finally play that Dick Grayson. Hey, dog, don't knock it till you try it.
You mean he gonna be Nightwing?
Yo, hey, you know what? I would be okay with that, dude, just to see people lose their damn mind.
Hey, he should let him play Batwing.
Yeah, with that too. You know what though? They can mess with the canon in some way or whatever. Like, yeah, that'd be cool too.
I mean, if whatchamacallit was going to go that route before you messed up the movies, to me, Christopher Nolan could have added Batwing in there. Because at the whole time, where's Lucius Son at?
Mm-hmm. You know what, though? Christopher Nolan, I guess, wasn't a big fan of kids and things like that, because that's the reason why he made it adamant. He was like, nope, Nightwing will not, Dick Grayson will not be showing up in any of my movies.
Fuck his movies. Damn.
All right. Yeah, that's all I got. That's all I got for film and television. Do you have anything else for film and TV?
Nah, I know I need to get back into comics. I'm not doing the death metal no more.
Oh, why not?
It looks like it's getting out of hand. They got King, what's his name? King Robin now? I forgot what they call him.
Yeah, it's King Robin. Because I think that's what the Batman who laughs calls him now.
I'm like, man, we still in this shit? They about to drag this shit out. It's been 3 years.
you over it?
Man, because he beating their ass. He beating all their ass all out the comic books. I'm like, man, I don't know if I can read this. They ain't going to never win.
Yeah,
but they ain't gonna never win. It's kind of this is my morale going down.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if I could do it, man. I need some happiness to go on. These motherfuckers just losing to Batman Who Laughs and King Robin. Like, that was the best Batman, it sounded like. And he just got possessed by the Joker. He got the Joker venom.
Yeah, he injected himself with the Joker venom.
No, he broke his neck in it. Like sprayed in his face or some shit like that.
And oh, was that it? Man, this storyline started so long ago, man. You know what you probably right.
His neck and the gas. That was the Joker's last laugh for him, for that Batman. I'm like, dang, you got Batman's intelligence and the Joker's craziness. That's a bad combination.
Or you got all of Batman's skills without any of his inhibitions or whatever. So, you know, he can just act up however he wants to.
He beating everybody. So anybody that say Batman don't have superpowers, are you winning? Like, man, just look at the man, the Bat Who Laughs.
Mm-hmm.
Let him go crazy like the Joker. It's a rat. But so they got, it's too much, like, stories going on. Now you got the Joker Wars coming up. And then you got
it's already started.
I'm gonna sit here like, oh, I can't keep up.
I kinda like the Joker War from what I've seen so far, whatever, like when it shows how he, you know, basically got over on Batman, got one over on Batman. I'm like, you know what? That makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Speaking of that, and that's what get me to these comic book groups and these, like, what's that? The Extraordinary Black Nerds group who don't like Batman. I'm like, y'all don't read the Batman comics because he get beat up in them comics all the time. Or outdid by one of the villains. And I'm like, there's no way you read these comics and you say people, Batman stands, think Batman is just OP. I'm like, not really. You had one comic when he was just trying to commit suicide the whole time. You got another one, he get beat up by Bane. I mean, he get tossed around. They were like, all Batman fans talk about is prep time. I'm like, I can't argue with, because like, y'all don't read the comics. Like, Batman, he do prep time after he get beat up.
What was that book? Was that Death of the Family, where basically Joker had infected the whole Justice League, and then they all started coming at him at one time, and then he had to enact, you know, his protocols to defeat all of them, where he jumped in that big that bat mech.
Are you talking about the Hell Bat?
Nah, because the Hellbat is what he used to go on Apocalypse, to get Damian back. It was like a mech. It was like a big ass mech, a bat mech, because he was like, oh shit, all the damn Justice League coming at me at one time. I need to get the mech, and he took down Flash, Wonder Woman, Cyborg. He took down everybody except Superman, because Superman came in and basically ripped the mech off of him. And Then Batman knew he was gonna do that. And what did this dude do? He had some chewing gum laced with kryptonite, dog.
That's what I'm talking about.
So I know it is annoying people saying that Batman playing for everything, but think about it, dude. He like literally playing with like gods and stuff like that. So, and he just a human. So you damn right, he probably got all these fail-safe plans because he's like, dude, I know if I had them powers, I'd probably go crazy too.
Yeah. And then they was like, he even beat the Predator. I'm like, you didn't read that book. You didn't read Batman versus the Predator. But first of all, Predator beat his ass and broke his ribs and everything. He slid into a mess.
Predator fucked him up real bad.
The only way he beat Predator was in a mech suit. Like Seminole, that was a cyborg's type of suit, actually. He had to crawl into to beat him. And he beat the teenage champion, too, because he was like, this one seems like it's a child versus the adult one he fought. So he said it's not as strong. But still, he was still broken up from that fight. So I'm like, man, y'all don't be. That's why I quit arguing. I'm like, you don't read the comic books. I was like, all y'all do is pose, man. Batman versus somebody in these ridiculous battles that you know he's supposed to lose in. But then you told somebody coming in, he was like, he gonna need prep time. I'm like, why are you putting Batman against gods in the first place?
Right.
Yeah, you're going to get that from everybody. Like, it don't make sense. I'm like, I don't even like reading that work. I'm like, Batman versus Thor. Batman versus, I'm like, he ain't beating Spider-Man. He's not beating Captain America. He's not beating, I was just stopped. Oh, actually, I think he hung with Captain America, but Captain America, obviously he got fucking stamina. Mm-hmm. He's a super soldier. And yeah, see, and that's where my problem with they did with Captain America, why they downplaying his strength in these movies for the most part.
Yeah, they got him basically being like, I mean, he's basically like I guess he's Marvel's version of Batman, the way they got him playing out. Cause they don't tap into any of the like the super strength or whatever. Like, granted, he ain't like the Hulk or nothing, but he at least got like above average human strength.
This dude was pulling on the helicopter that Bucky was in the movie, yeah. And I'm like, where's that strength just disappeared? Cause he should have bodied Thanos a little bit. I ain't saying the whole time, but he should at least got like a slam in or something. Mm-hmm. Any faster than Thanos? So I don't know. Then what? Why they do that to Thor though? Thor was like he was beasting on Thanos in the first, but Infinity War.
Yeah.
And this one, that dude got slain almost. Or is it because Thanos saw how they was whooping his ass and he got a countermeasure to it? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
They be downplaying this. I know Will, he gonna flip out because he said the only way Captain America be Iron Man is because he had Bucky with him. But I think he would have won either way. 1-on-1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. And I'm probably gonna have to splice it out. I did get my throwback of the week, but I want to change it. While we was right. Having a technical difficulties, I want to change it. Because I thought about something else. This is off of their, I think it was a 1978 release. It is, the group is called Delegation. They're a British group. They were founded by Ricky Bailey. They were founded in the United Kingdom in 1975, but the song is called Old Honey. Like, that is a bop, dog, even with it being released back in the 70s. Man, Delegation, Old Honey. It's on Spotify. Go check it out. I think y'all will like that.
I might have to check it out because I don't even think I heard of it.
Yeah, that joint a smooth groove, dog. All
right, go. So,
nah, I ain't doing all that.
Come on,
nigga. Nigga, listen.
The people want to hear.
They gonna hear it as soon as they go on Spotify. Nice. Oh man, and listen to that wherever after you listen to this show, of course.
And the show, if y'all wondering, get to the if you made it this far, it cut out. We had to splice it together.
Right. So don't be sending no emails talking about because you might get cussed out this one.
It happens.
Y'all don't want to email no other time, but as soon as we fuck up, y'all ready to email. Hey, did you know? Yes, nigga, we know.
Right.
You gotta throw back B.
No, I ain't really been watching. I can't think of nothing. I usually be sitting here watching old movies. I know I said on Amazon I got a bunch of martial arts movies on there, but actually y'all need to go on there and watch the Cynthia Rothrock movie. And Bolo Young called Tiger Claws. Mm-hmm. So Amazon Prime actually has got all three of them on there. Enjoy, motherfuckers.
Right. Oh, man. All right. You got any shout outs before we get up out of here?
Man. Shit.
Well said.
Black Lives Matter. Okay. Puerto Rican Lives Matter. Mexican Lives. All the motherfuckers black for real. The Native Americans black too.
Mm-hmm.
But we just, it's just equality or whatever you want to call it. We know all lives matter. But you keep talking about the black on black crimes, they trying to fix that too. Only reason why I know you using it as a scapegoat because you ain't in the city. If you're on black crimes, y'all need to get down there and be with the movement and try to build like communities and stuff for the kids and try to stop this stuff if you're concerned about it, quote unquote. Whatever somebody says, black lives.
Yeah, if you really concerned about it, not just using it as a way to shout down people because they saying something that you don't like, you don't want to hear.
Right, I don't really believe the percentage of black people killing white people like that either. I don't know. Y'all don't even really be hanging out with like black people like that for y'all to just even just get randomly murdered by a black person. To me, I just be looking at my surroundings. And they don't really be bothering y'all for real. From what I could tell, you look at us funny before we look at you funny. Hmm. And then come up to us and start saying dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
When we react, it's a problem. Like, don't make any sense to me. But I'm going to say the MLB ain't going nowhere. If some of y'all stop watching. Just like black people actually started supporting NASCAR or watching NASCAR. They feel safe going to the events, I guess.
Hey, yeah, they have to take the horn for Bubba.
Right. I'm like, oh, I actually like this. Like, I know you new to the NASCAR. If I see black people sitting in the front row, I'm like, that's their first time.
You know it.
Because that shit loud as a mug.
Nigga, and they don't know what the fuck be going on either. They be just looking at it like, so wait a minute, this all they do is just driving them circles?
Right. Oh, that's a circuit? Yeah. Oh, you going fat? I got slammed into the wall. Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, cuz, look how bloody car flipped.
Right. Oh, that's dope. They go, I mean, if hockey do it, then what?
Hockey ain't gonna do it. Man, you know what, though? You know what?
You don't think so?
I ain't even gonna say that. They might. I can't say who will and won't do stuff or whatever. I can't see how he's doing it.
Baseball was gonna do it.
You know what? You're right. Because baseball seemed like they would have had bitched up real fast.
Because here's the thing. The baseball, Like, they like, I know what it is. Because Nike started it. They kicked it off for real, right? People started burning their Nike stuff. I'm like, you ain't out here wearing no New Balances. I don't care what you say. But, or Reebok or Adidas like that. You like your Nike stuff. But Nike then came up from with Colin Kaepernick.
Yep.
They like, dang, NFL then changed their tune. Baseball, I mean, them people leaving, it's not the younger crowd that's leaving. They the ones with the money. Well, I ain't gonna say with the money. They more of a fans now. They'll start buying the season pass tickets.
And then on top of that, but it's just like, are the people really leaving or are they just complaining? Or are they just complaining and saying online that I'll never watch this sport again?
Then what you gonna do in your pastime? Because that's America's.
Because y'all have made it clear that y'all need sports.
I mean, now you don't watch basketball, football, I guess hockey coming up. That's it. What if hockey do it? Hey, I know you're not dismissing hockey. No. But I'm not going to put it past them. I mean, they can and they don't have to. I get it. But if they do it, that's going to be an all-out riot. Uh-huh. I'm watching the world burn. Like, the tides change. I don't know.
As the world turns.
Shit, I never knew Mike Tyson and Roy Jones was going to fight each other.
Hey, man. Let's talk about that next week. Because this episode already been too long. I forgot about that.
You know this motherfucker old because he training his slides. But anyways,
hey man, you ain't gonna do Roy like that, man. You know, because I keep on telling you, man, you must have forgot.
I ain't forget about y'all. Forgot about Mike Tyson's peekaboo style.
I'm not saying that Roy gonna win, because I definitely got Tyson in that fight, but.
I know about Captain Hook. I ain't sleep on his hooking ability, but it's just Mike, man. You can't pepper him.
Hey man,
you gotta grab him and his shoulder so he don't get that hook, that uppercut in, and do what Holyfield did.
We're gonna hit him with that sucker move that he stole from a Gamecock.
Night, man. Look. If you see Mike do the peekaboo move, Roy better not throw one hook. He better just move.
And Roy reflex they like that used to be. Remember back in the day where Roy used to have like that defense or whatever, where he could like see the punch before you threw it, and he'd just be like doing like that Anderson Silva kind of like moving, like them like looking real sweet dodging them punches.
Let's be honest. Yeah. Roy was the Mayweather back then. He was fast too.
Yeah, I mean, at the time, dog, Roy was like pound for pound the best fighter. Like he, and this was a time in boxing where you literally had to fight. You know, you literally had to fight the best of the best. It wasn't none of that shit they do now, where it'd be a bunch of ducking and dodging.
Nope.
And when you literally had to go fight these people. It couldn't be like, nah, man, because we ain't got the contract straight, and y'all just talk shit to each other for 5 years.
Right. I mean, Roy Pepper moves, like, the sticking and moving, work with everybody else. But, like you say, he was a counter. He can counter. But Mike Tyson don't throw no punches like that.
Exactly. Tyson ain't throwing no punches unless he for sure they going to hit you. He ain't just throwing shit just to throw it.
My prediction is either Roy going to swing first and get countered, or he going to let Mike Tyson move in and it's going to be too late. Waiting for him to punch. Because that cat, man, I was just watching some of his old videos, man. He got short arms, but if you let him open you up with the jab, this motherfucker coming in like a damn gorilla. I was like, ooh, that motherfucker's scary.
Like, now, should we think of other ways, other analogies, animal analogies, other than gorillas? Because he's black.
Speed. I don't know what other animal to compare him to. A bear?
Sure, I guess. I don't know. I'm just asking.
I mean, he like that's the way he was coming in, like just. Michelle, hey, don't test me, y'all.
Tyson Woods like that, man. I ain't gonna let him. They gonna cancel both of us, dog. Because you know what, I'm with you. Because Tyson Woods acting like they used to keep him in a cage all week up to the fight and like feed him out of their hands or something.
Look, man, you remember the movie? That's another throwback, Tyson. With Michael Jai White.
There you go.
Remember that movie when he hit that locker and knocked it over? I would have walked out the arena.
Nigga, I'm about to hang up on you. That movie. I don't waste the movie from my subconscious, dog.
Hey, man. He punched that locker. I was like, if he did that in real life, if that actually happened. I'm like, am I supposed to fight this motherfucker? The hell no, I ain't fighting him.
Hey, man, ain't no fighting Tyson unless you got a fucking AK-47 and a damn bazooka, a couple hand grenades.
Like, who turned this dude into a monster? Like, I'll fight. Hey, Mike Tyson, go do some cocaine. I'll fight you after that.
Because he's always been like a monster or whatever. It was just that his original trainer, Costa Zoo. He was just able to get him to kind of like harness all that, but I mean, clearly something was mentally off with Mike.
He got with the wrong crowd, man. That's why I keep telling people. I was like, have you watched Mike Tyson's last five fights? I was like, yeah, he was on cocaine.
Yep,
that's not Mike. You know who Mike is. Now you watch this dude train. Versus the Roy, you about to die.
Hey, man. Because Roy had them slides on.
Hey, you see how he threw that little cross like he was sparring with his kid or somebody. I'm like, man, if you don't get out of here, get your old. You ain't taking this seriously, man. you really an old ass motherfucker. You tried it in slides, dog. Where your boxing boots out so you can get your footwork. Would you think Mike Tyson? Okay.
Hey, man. Hey. Oh.
What would you say if you saw Michael Jordan just hooping in slides? Like, don't you got a game? You ain't afraid you about to mess up nothing? Okay.
I mean, he might as well be hooping in slides. I see the nigga hooping some motherfucking Lee jeans.
They was baggy back then.
Nigga. Oh, man.
Y'all haven't seen The Last Dance and y'all don't have cable. It's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. That's funny. Yeah, I ain't got no shout outs or nothing or whatever. Thanks for supporting. Appreciate y'all. And shoot, I guess that's it. Oh yeah, thanks for bearing with us due to technical difficulties, which I'm probably gonna have like an almost 2-hour show now.
Right. Good. Yeah. Y'all deserve it. And don't forget about shout out to again Samaj Oils. Damn.
Samaj Oils.
Samaj.
Hey, this has been Uptown ENT, and we out.
Okay. All right, y'all. Later.